Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Hello and welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info is 35 minutes past. Actually, 37 minutes past 12. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon to you. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon to you. Well, for a number of reasons. One, it's Thursday. Two, it's about time for Confessions Thursday. Three, we have a guest today on the Lords of Logic. His name's Tunde Adebola. I want to say a very big thank you to the number of you who did try to help me find this gentleman. I got cues, I followed them through, and today, God willing, he'll be on the show through the magic called Zoom. And we'll be discussing today on the Lords of Logic, Ifa Divination and Mathematics. Now, I want for you to just comb through the concept so that by 2 o'clock, you'd have an opportunity to ask our guest a question. This is interesting on a variety of levels. One, it's interesting because it reveals an aspect to human nature that is not so distant from actual human reality. So some would say Ifa is maybe spiritual doctrine, a religion. Others would say it's not. Well, we don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is. I just know that it's a culture somewhere. And those who practice it, I don't even know if they know what it is. So if your father's father is one who is a believer and a practitioner of that particular culture, or say the doctrines of Ifa, we're trying to explore it. The interesting thing about this is that it is reported. You're like a light in the sky. Carla! So, anybody know that Carla has not been around? And Carla, like a phantom, comes into the studio. So, hold on. My thought will come back in a moment, but I have to see her. I haven't seen Carla in about a year. Carla, you look pretty. British woman.
Hey, John!
The whole point was to bombard you in the middle of your broadcast.
It's so good to see you, Carla. You look well. Hi, pretty lady. How are you? Carla, we miss you here.
Miss you too. Am I on?
Yeah, you're live. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is not the health station speaking right now. Joyce.
It's so good to see you. Are you coming back soon?
I am.
I'm so happy to see you.
I just wanted to surprise everyone.
Yeah, so Carla stopped by. I'll call you. Okay. So, do we miss Carla? And she's here. Like a phantom, I did say. So she's appearing and disappearing. Okay. So I'll catch up with her later. My thought was, you might practice Ifa by your cultural indoctrination and you probably don't even know what it is. I thought it was particularly fascinating to realize that Ifa and mathematics have a nerve linking them, a vein linking them. In fact, it's probably better than that. It might just be that mathematics is one face and Ifa is another face of the same coin. So today, our guest, Tunde Adebola, he is a scientist, musician, engineer, linguist, and cultural activist. His CV is so long, there's no point. You just know his name. You can Google the rest. Now, I know he's a professor at the University of Lagos. And I also think another university. Look, if this is your professor, you have a man and a half. And he'll be here today joining us in the conversation, Ifa Divination and Mathematics. I think science is probably the limit. And other aspects that are non-scientific might even hold deeper realities and answers to questions than science. Curiosity. So please just comb through that particular subject. Go on the internet, just look through it. And if you're confused, exactly. That's exactly what you should be, confused. Today, we believe that Tunde can help bring some light into that confusion and structure our order of thinking and set us on a path where we can understand the history. Yeah. That is of our past to help us determine our today and maybe make a better projection for the future. My name's Joyce. Next, Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. Okay, and so this is a moment for the secrets of your life, and I hope you get a call in and without fear. Tell that story. Crazy, weird, unusual, mad, mad. I think one mad story we heard this week was the man who said he liked a lady, but she said she'll come visit him on one condition, that he wouldn't touch her. And in the middle of the night, she became a serpent. It's like, what? Okay, so Confessions Thursday, it's about the crazy, the weird, the unusual, the paranormal, yeah, the abnormal, and then the absolute, this can't be normal. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Someone says I'm delaying the gist. No, I'm not. He's going to be here at 2 o'clock. You go do your own little combing through. Find what you find. Come up with a really confused aspect of the topic so you can ask him. I'm not delaying the gist. The time he's going to be here is 2 o'clock. He's the first lord on the Lords of Logic. Yeah? I'm looking forward to that. Nigeria Info, welcome to radio. Welcome, Confessions Thursday, when you call in, you don't say your name. And if you have any statement contribution to what you might have heard, I'll give you 1 minute on the clock. But then we only have that much time for commentary that is not a confession. Remember, please be fair in your calling in to allow room for those who have a confession to give their confessions. All right, we begin. Welcome to Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what's wrong. You there?
Hello?
Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes. I have a confession.
Please go ahead, lady.
My confession is about my senior sister.
Junior sister?
Senior.
Senior, okay.
She's a senior sister. Mm-hmm. And she got married. And I wish that marriage could just break. Wow. Or like scattered.
Why?
Yes, since she got married, she has been the one caring for the family. I've been taking care of the husband, the mom, the sisters, everybody. Yeah? She has been the one. She funded the marriage. She collected loan to marry this man. Maybe I would say maybe she was desperate because she's the first. And we are four girls. The rest of us are married. And maybe she was desperate. I would say she was desperate. And every day she keep crying that she cannot continue, but she can't just walk away.
Why?
I'm really worried.
Why can't she walk away?
Hello?
Why can't she walk away? Did she tell you?
Don't know.
No.
She's just not happy.
Yeah. But you see, she has to articulate why. Otherwise, if she doesn't know, she's not going to move. Have you spoken to her about this?
Yes, I've spoken to her, but she can't just go back.
She can't go back where?
She can't go back to the parents.
Yeah, but can she get an apartment for herself?
She has an apartment before. She met this guy. And the guy moved. And the guy was staying with her before, later got married. She now rented an apartment and they are now staying together. Mm-hmm. Then the guy now went and bring the mom, the brother, the sister, everybody are leaving. She's the one.
Hold up. Wait, your sister has an apartment and then she met this boy or this man.
Yes.
And the man is her boyfriend or her husband now.
Mm.
So he came in, he moved into her apartment and brought his mother.
Yes.
And brought his brother.
Yes.
So she's practically living with the community right now.
Yes. And she has been the one funding everybody, getting for them, defeeding everything.
This is simple. Yes? This is simple. You say you've spoken to her. How does she feel? What were the things she said to you?
She's just going back. She's
okay, good.
You don't want to go back.
Can you be a support system for your sister? Can you be there for her every inch of the way? Like, if she's in front, you are in front with her. Can you do that for your sister? Uh-huh. That's it. You know why? Your sister needs a support structure. It's not enough for you to tell her. So some people can just up and leave, but your sister is not the sort. So she can find courage if she can depend on someone or something. So if she can, do you have brothers?
Yes.
So if your sister can depend on you, who are her siblings, she's not going to leave that place. She's going to...
junior. You are just junior.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't... You have a head on your shoulder. You know your sister is suffering. You have a conscience. You know it should be better than what it is. In fact, you know it shouldn't be what it is. But if she can depend on you, she's not going to move. So you know you're not even dependable. And you're telling her to move. If you're not dependable, how is she supposed to move? You see that? So if her siblings will support her, she's leaving that guy tomorrow morning. If her siblings will say...
We just can't go there and just carry that, but...
No, you're not going to carry her. You're going to tell her. Take your time. Make a decision. Whatever decision you make, we're in this war with you. Like, she's not going to look for any of you. If she can get that from you, she's living that man. She's afraid, of course, because she can't go back. And God alone knows what you guys would say to her if she came back. Maybe you'll tease her about being the firstborn and not married.
No, she was really better off without him. Maybe.
Good. Then all of you rally around her, say to her, make up your mind. And if you want to leave this man, she has to be able to get up and understand that this fight is not a fight she's fighting alone. Her brothers are there, her sisters are there, and all the help she wants, she's getting it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you have to be dependable. You have to say, look at me. You can depend on me. What do you want? If she can't depend on you. So why are you telling her story? Think about it. You just want her to carry her cross by herself. And she wasn't raised to be a strong woman.
All of us, we have told her to quit and come back.
It's not enough. It's not enough to say, let me tell you. Let's say you were in a relationship, right? And the guy's abusive to you. And when you tell your brothers, they're not just going to say something like, you two, why'd you marry him? Anyway, when you already leave the guy. If you don't get support from your brothers, you're not going to act the way you should act. But if your brothers say, no, he didn't hang up on you, and before you breathe in and out, they're at your house. Then you realize that because you have your brothers with you, you act differently. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to be a support for her. Become someone useful for her. Be a tool she can wield.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Some of your siblings have to be better. Better than this non-moving, nearly inanimate thing. I don't know how much you love each other, but sometimes you don't even have to love your sibling to be there, just so that the craze or the crazy she's dealing with doesn't enter the family. It's like you go and meet her to stop it at the gate so it doesn't enter the house. You know? I understand that. But you have to be with her. And I think this also mirrors another thing. It's revealed something else. It's also revealed that you're not even as strong as your sister. Because your sister is down, you're also down. Because if your sister was down and you were up and you can pull her up, that's two people up. So you're down, your sister is down. That's not even a link. I was going to say that's a weak link. It's not a link. So anybody can come into your family and do anyhow and leave. And no consequence. Nobody is going to... You know, like, your family can be so strong. One person marries into your family, fear will not let him do anyhow. Because he knows death will be better. Between your dad, your mom, and your siblings, he can't escape it. All right, think about it. Someone is asking the name of the professor. His name is Tunde Adegbola. Tunde Adegbola. Confessions Thursday.
Oh, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. You have a confession, right?
Well, yeah, but go ahead. I really like to respond to this one that just happened.
You sure you don't want to talk about your story? Because I don't see how you want to bother about that one when you have a story.
I will. I just want to quickly...
I'm only going to give you 1 minute. You're going to do one. This or that. One.
Okay, let me do mine.
Let's go. 1 minute. Oh, no, if you're going to do yours, you can go ahead. Tell your story.
The thing is, something has been troubling me. I probably would take it to my grave, but it's just there at the back of my mind every now and then. It doesn't pop up every time, but I do remember it at least once every 2 months or so. I think I was about 9 or 8 then, and my little sister was just newly born.
Oh.
And, you know, sometimes mom would leave the house and leave her with me. And I think I ended up fondling her when she was just barely a year old or so.
Oh.
So it's a bit vivid, but I'm not going to... I didn't want to make the excuse that I was just 8 or 9 years at that time, but I remember fondling her, like, with my fingers. I was fondling her privacy, so it's just like, I feel every time I remember it, like, what would have led to that? What was I experiencing? What was the thing that was staying around me? But it's not like every time she was left with me, I did it, but I know that there are at least twice she was left with me that I did it, and I don't know. Just, well, I'm much older. She's much older. She's out of the country now, but I don't know. It's just crazy.
So every time you remember it, what do you do with the thought of it?
Sorry?
Every time you recall it, what do you do with the thought of it? Because I think it's still there for a reason.
Every time I remember it, it's vague, and at the same time it's vivid. It's a mixture of vague and vivid. Like, it's undeniable. However vague it tries to be, it's vivid enough to be undeniable.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know that I just feel like, what has been the consequence of this action, even as a 8 or 9 year old boy at that time? So,
okay, so if you don't mind, I want to quickly go off on a break. Would you hang in there or call me back?
I think I'll try to call back. All right. If I can't, if I just have to address it.
Sure. Thank you very much for calling in. I do appreciate Lagos, Nigeria. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My last caller, so you have a vivid imagination of what you did to your sister when you were 9 years old. Some things just disappear, whether the act itself, particularly if your innocent ignorance can be excused, not by me, but by the one who sits on the seat of judgment. So, if it's not going away, then it means that you have to address it. So, for example, when I would dream, I'll sleep and I'll get visions, right? So before, I'll see something that's not good and I'll leave it. I'll just ignore it. I wake up in the morning, just start my day, drink coffee, drink water, watch news, prep for my show, come to radio, work, go home. And I'll see it again. I started taking it seriously, and then I would pray about it. And then it would go away. And then another version would come. So it kind of gave me... So my visions have given me a somewhat... I would say a skeletal structure of how the darkness works. Like, if you live it... It's like if you live a dirty room, and you live it dirty. You know, you leave it there 1 week... 2 weeks dirty. The day you'll do sanitation, you're going to need like two extra hands, because it's probably going to take the whole day, because maybe you should have been dealing with it when it was dirty. It's dirty Monday, cleaning Monday evening. It's dirty Tuesday, you're cleaning Wednesday. Like, you don't let it stack up. And the same thing. The same thing. So if it's still there, then you have to address it. I don't know what your faith is. But you see, this is also why I don't know what your faith is. Because this is where faith is probably more superior than science or language. Because if it's still playing back in your imagination, it's saying something. If I were in your head, I could make it out. But you now have to make it out. You have to. You have to sit with it and try to make it out. And this is where the spiritual has to come in, because this is certainly latent somewhere in your subconscious. So and what that would mean is this is a chair in the parlor of your subconscious. Like this is a television in your subconscious. It's something that practical. And I would ask you to deal with it. And if you look, I don't know anything more certain, more guaranteed than prayer. I know nothing else. If I knew, I'll tell you. So I'd ask you to pray. I'd ask you to pray. And here, you're praying for the deliverance of the man that you think you could become. Could many of you, the sins of the father would be visited on the children for a lot of you. In fact, you will start suffering and then your children will come and join you. You know, so deal with it. Sit with it. Then deal with it. And if you have any prayers, it would be for the deliverance of the man that you could become, which you don't want to become. That. It's 1 o'clock. The conversation continues on the other side of one. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah. You'd be seeing people with fine faces. You don't know what's in the shadows of their lives. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. I have a message here. He says, I'm Peter, please. The first caller seemed not to have said her sister has been abused and so need to leave the marriage. Rather, that her sister is the one catering for the husband and her family. If so, why should she leave her marriage if for some reason the husband's family depend on her? Maybe at the moment. What is wrong with that if she can afford it? Like it's being implied when a man can actually be expected to be there for his wife's family and without raising issues about it if he can afford it. Like the woman implied. Please, what do you say? Okay, so did you hear the account of the caller? Because I think you have only selected a part of her story. And again, abuse need not be physical. Abuse can be emotional. Abuse can be psychological. Abuse need not be the one that you know it to be, which is probably he hit her in the face or hits her in the face. No, it can be. It can take other forms. It can be mental. Abuse is... a five-faced coin. It's a monster. Okay, and it can shapeshift. It can take subtle tones. All right. Now, she said, did you hear her say her sister's crying and her sister wants to leave, but her sister's problem is that she can't go back home, which informed the question, why can't your sister depend on her siblings? So, again, I think you're only selectively picking what you want to hear, or maybe you didn't hear all of the story. Maybe you heard one thing and just didn't wait for her to finish. No, there's more to the context that she shared with us. Her sister is unhappy in the marriage, simply put. So this is not a matter of, I love the guy, but I can't pay for his mom. No, it's, I want to leave, but I can't go back home. So, yeah. And by the way, if her husband is any considerate, if he is considerate both to himself and to her first, then he wouldn't place so much burden on her, knowing that he isn't doing anything. So I would say it's okay if she has more money than he does to cater for her husband. But he would not, without her consent, bring his family in a situation that makes his wife cry. And we don't even have to be intelligent to know that. We just have to be honest. Even as a wife, like, you're not going to bring your siblings into your home without the approval of your husband. You're not going to act like you are the sole determinant of what the rules of the house should be. If you're married to someone, you also need their approval. To say, yeah, your sister can come live here, your brother can come live here, your mother can come live here. Yeah, you're not just going to go pack your siblings and come into your house and say, well, my husband can feed this village, so let's just live here. No. So, you know that answers your question, right? Well, thank you. Hello, it's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. It's 8 minutes past 1 p.m. My name's Joyce, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Long messages? Ugh. All right, welcome to Confessions Thursday. I'm going to try read as many messages as I can. When you call in, you don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. Remember, my name's Joyce. You don't say your name. Hey, welcome.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. You have a confession?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Yes, I have a confession.
Mm-hmm.
3 years, or let me say four years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was a security personnel in a school.
Oh.
There is this lady that have a child in the school where I secured. So a day came, then the lady came to me and said that she does not want anybody to come and pick her child. Then she said, especially the father to the child. She does not want her father to come and pick her. I was like, why, ma? She said that because both of them are no more in a relationship. That the father wants to pick the child from her. I said, okay, no problem. So she showed me the picture to the father of her child. So from there, I get to know the man. So after 2 weeks, she came to tell me, she told me that she doesn't want anybody to come to pick her child except her. Then the father to the child now came to the school. And she told me, the man told me that he's the father to the girl, that he want to, this girl I'm telling you is a 5 years old girl, that he want to pick the girl. I say no. The instruction given to me that the only person that will come and pick the child is the mother. The man say no, that she is the father of the child, that he want to pick the girl. I said, okay, no problem. You go and meet the management. She said, the man said no, that if you meet the management will not allow him that let us do business. I said, okay, what kind of business? He's going to give me 500,000 naira. I should allow him to pick the baby. I look at it. I say, 500,000. At that time, I need the money. I said, okay. There's no problem. But I don't want to involve myself. What will happen? I'm going to call my office and tell my office people that I am traveling for 2 days. That they will bring another person to come and cover me. Then I call my office. They brought somebody. Then from there, I call the man. I tell the man, look at how you're going to pick this child. Since the person that brought did not know you, it will be very easy for you to pick the child because they did not know you. And if I involve myself, I will be in trouble. The man said, okay. Then I give him instruction on how he's going to come and pick the. He said, immediately school closed. I called him and I said, go. Just tell the security man that you want to pick the child. The security man did not know you. Tell him you want to pick the child. That is how the man went. And the man told the boy that he wants to pick the school person. Then immediately he picked the girl. Then when the mother to the child now came, he came to pick her child. He didn't see the child in the school. Can you hear me?
Guy.
Yes. He didn't see the child in the school. Then he now began to ask the security, where is my child? The security man said that many people are coming to pick the child. He doesn't know the person that come and pick the child. Then from there, they go to the police station, do everything. Then the woman now have sense and call the father to the child. Do you come to the school and pick your daughter? The man said yes. So that is how the matter went and went and went. But the child is no more here. It's no more here in Nigeria. The father are taking the child to abroad. The child is schooling there over there now. But today, they know that I am the person that is involved. see today that no, that I didn't tell them. The man did not tell them that I'm involved.
How much did
working,
he pay?
I'm not more working in that school. I've already stopped working there. See today, they didn't know that I'm the person.
How much did
so
he pay?
What I'm saying, I want to bring out now, parents should be careful because security men, some of them are very dedicated. Some of them are very wicked. Parents should be careful the kind of the school they put their children out. There are some security men that you can't trust them.
Hold on a second. What in heaven's name? What do you mean? She shouldn't have trusted you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. She shouldn't have trusted me. It's not supposed to come to me, Gareth. It's supposed to go to the school and tell the school people that look at what is going. In the school that is going to instruct me, don't allow any parent to pick this child.
Oh.
Because he trusted me very well. That is why. Because we love too much. At times, he even give me, that time, at times he come and he give me 500 and I say, get man take. You know? He buy me things at times. But with that, he trusts me. Never knew that I'm going to betray that.
Okay. Well, I like the way you're talking about betrayal, but you don't want to be, you haven't touched on the fact that you should be accountable for what you have done. Do you think that there's something you have done that is wrong in all of this?
What I've done is wrong. Because they have already given me instruction that he doesn't want anybody to pick her child except her. She told me even though he's the father, I should not allow her.
But you did it. You betrayed her. You have done something to her.
Of the money
that 5,000 naira. Oh, how?
500,000.
Is the money still remaining?
It's not remaining. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the heads up. You don't appear to have any regrets, do you?
Me?
Yes, you.
Yes, I do. I regret.
Oh.
I regret in a way, but in a way I didn't regret because the girl in question now is not here in Nigeria. He's schooling over in abroad.
No, that's not the point. No. It doesn't matter. She can be in White House right now. No, that's not the point. The point is, do you regret your action? Because you don't know the circumstances that led to the separation.
Yes, I don't know.
And you've inserted yourself in a way to upset whatever scale. You have made yourself a part of that problem.
Yes.
So you don't think that you've done something wrong, because you can't say, well, one time I think I'm wrong, another time I think, no, I'm not wrong. After all, hey, I got paid for it. But if you say you're not wrong, I can get it. We can take your other advice. Parents should never trust anyone with their children. But I'm asking you, since it's Confessions Thursday, you don't think you've done anything wrong. You don't think so?
I think, you know what? I think I am wrong because, for example, the man take the child and say that he's not the person that come and take it. What will I say?
Uh-huh.
I will be in trouble. I could have been in the jail now. For example, the man denying. Well, he's not denying. So why I'm blaming myself? For example, the man denying.
Yeah.
You get my point?
No, I'm following you. I just think, don't you think you should have known enough to not have betrayed her? To know that, well, you shouldn't do anything against your own conscience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you still a security guard?
No. I'm doing to my business now.
Well, good luck, okay? And I hope nobody does it to you. You see, that's also something else. You're laughing. All right. I am. All right. Thank you for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, and welcome to Confessions Thursday. 16 minutes past 1 p.m. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello. Make it back. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Yes, I don't have a confession, but I want to
know
what the baby gang said now.
1 minute.
Can you hear me?
1 minute. It's 5 seconds gone.
Okay. He should have said that he was wrong. He wouldn't have betrayed the woman's trust. Because many things will have gone wrong. You don't know if the man is really the father or he wants to do anything with the child. That trust only. And the woman made a mistake by not informing the school authority. Had it been, she did. At least when this guy was going out for a 2-day break, the school authority will have informed the sitting security personnel. So it's all food for thought. People should just learn and move on.
Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, welcome.
Hello.
I'm with you. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, it's just something that is bothering, not really a confession.
Let's hear it.
How will I put it? This is my first time calling on any radio station.
It's all right. Ease up. Just relax. We're not going to judge you. And we don't know your name or your face or where you're calling from. So that's a good shadow right there.
It's just God.
It can't be that bad.
Okay.
Try.
Me and, I'm in a shop now. We are two in a shop. But it's not like the shop is together. Like we are sharing things. Like we are using one gen.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I can hear you. I get it.
Like we are sharing. Like if there's light now, we are sharing the light bills, everything, fuel, and everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and everything in their own shop is connected to my own shop.
Yeah.
So sometimes when they bring the bill, I will divide this into two and go and meet them that this is their own system. This is their own payment.
Mm.
But sometimes they don't normally give me the money. And I will take from my own money and pay everything. And if that is not what is even annoying me, the thing that is annoying me is that each time I give those things, they'll go went behind my back and be calling me as in they'll be shaming me. Like we'll be as in I'm the only one that'll be doing as if I can do everything, this, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Hello?
I get it. Yeah.
So the situation on ground now, the reason why I called is that like the gen we are using together now got spoiled and I really spent some money. So I was asking them to bring like half of the payment. And he caught the call because I didn't want to go to the shop. It's near to me, but I just called on phone to tell him. And he caught the call that he's resting. So I don't know what to do. Because what I wanted to do is that I don't want to own any gen this night. That maybe when she brings the money, then I'll own the gen. Because I'm feeling like they are using me. I'm the only one doing everything here. Even the one I did, they will say I'm not doing anything. They'll be abusing him at my back.
Okay.
Not even in my bag, sometimes my face.
Oh, fantastic. They've made your life easy for you. I can't believe you don't know what to do.
You know, I'm under someone, and the person I'm under too, they're also working for that person. It's like the shop is combined together.
Wait, hold on a second, bring it back. You're working for someone.
Yes, and they're working for that same person.
Oh, so the bills are not being paid by you. They are paid by the person you work for.
No, the bills, the bills are supposed to be paid by the two of us. But sometimes I pay it only me. And if I go through all those stress just to bring the amount I asked for, they won't bring it. You know that I'm shipping
okay.
them.
So have you told the owner of the store what's happening?
I told him sometimes he will not do anything. You know that he stays separate.
Okay.
Sometimes he may not have chance.
Who bought the generator? Hold on a second. Who bought that generator?
I'm the one that bought the generator.
Wait, I thought you said you work for someone.
Yes, I work for the person. But it's like a separate shop. The person is the owner of the shop, but I'm working for him.
Yeah, but why are you the one buying the generator? Do you understand my question? I'm confused here. So if someone owns the store, they manage the maintenance cost.
It's not that. The reason why I said I bought the generator, because everything I made from the expenses of the shop. You understand?
Oh, you make a profit from the store and then use it to fund any maintenance that the store requires.
Yes.
And then your boss?
But I'll still write it down on the expenses and show him.
Oh, good.
So, and even though if I told him that I need also something, he's the one that will say I should go and buy it. And I'll put it, and I'll write it in the expenses book and show him.
Okay. So now, when you pay for the light bill, you're not necessarily paying from your own pockets. You're paying from the income of the business, right?
Yes.
And you will write it down to say, I've paid for light.
Yes.
Okay, but then the business requires that both stores pay, contribute to pay for light.
Yes, like half-half.
Okay, but they are not doing it.
Yes, they are not doing it.
Yeah, but you, once you tell your boss, you can say, well, I paid for light this month. And then if there's any way you can divide some of the things that join you guys together, do that. Do you understand? But you shouldn't bother too much, given that it's not coming from your pocket. It's coming from the business.
That's why I told you that I'm not even bothered about because I'm paying it. But it's the way they shame me at my back.
Oh, like, don't care. No. If it's that one, don't worry. People do what people do. You're not going to stop them from
doing it. I think maybe maybe because I'm making more sales than them.
No.
Sometimes, one day one customer came, I was telling him that happiness is not something you bought. Then I had him saying from the shop that it's because you are selling. That is why you are happy.
Don't mind those people. Look, people are going to be people. Some people are wonderful people. Some others are not wonderful people. They're trying to be wonderful people. Some are just children of Satan. You can't help them. They can't help themselves. They're going to talk. You just let them talk. Like, what are you going to do? Tell them to not talk. Why? There's no light, so they better be talking. And maybe you're the only light there. And so they're really going to try and come at you. People come at people that's better than them. Don't bother about that.
Like this one, this gen I did, and I told them they should bring half of the payment. Uh-huh. And the half of the payment is 2.5. Uh-huh. And he just cut the cord.
Yeah, so is it possible for you to get a gen that only you can use?
My boss won't allow because he's the owner of the two shop.
Okay, good. So if you pay gen repairs, 5,000, you write it in the book, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. Since you say you're fine with paying the bills, be fine with paying the bills. What I think you shouldn't be bothered about is what people have to say about you. They can say what they will about you. If they're talking, learn to be okay with what people have to say about you. Don't be a steward of what people think of you. They can think what they will. You just do the best that you can and then look for a way real quick and get out of that person you're working for. See whether you can start your own thing. Or let him know that he has to intervene in the situation before he gets any more crazy.
I think he's even getting more worse every day by day.
Yeah, but... So, wait, which is your biggest problem here? Is it the pain of the bill or what they're saying about you?
It's not the pain of the bill. It's not the pain
It's what they're saying about you.
Yes, it's what they're saying.
Hey, you're not going to cry about what someone said about... How old are you?
22.
Yeah, you're still young, but don't hold on a second. I want to go off on a break, okay? Just hold on for me.
Okay.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Hello, are you there? I lost you. It's fine. Okay, so I was saying, you're 22, and I think you have to learn how life works. You can't get people to like you if they have chosen to not like you. Like, you are in a world where someone would hate you for no reason. See, I used to, when I was femme, I had someone who hated me for no reason. He hated me so bad, people would come and tell me. Like, you have to understand where the people he tells that he hates me come and tell me that this guy says he hates you, and that they don't know why. And so one day I asked him, I'm like, I hear you hate me. So why? And he said that people approach him and they bow their head when they come to him. He says, but when you come to me, you come with your head straight. And I said, that's it. He said, yeah. Oh, boy. And I think that, I mean, I didn't care for what the response was, but because I was working with him, when I had the moment to ask, I asked. And then you realize that people are just what they are. Garbage. Total garbage. Like, what they want you to do is accept the garbage that they are. You can't care what they think. They have... No, you're probably the highest thing that they've seen. Maybe in all of their lives, maybe in a long while. So they're really going to try. Someone came to me and said, the reason this guy hates you is because he's afraid of you. And you know, in my head, I have no thought of the guy. So every time they tell me the guy hates me, it's like news to me. He's like, hey, Okay. You know, I never think about him. But just, someone hates you. He hated me for 10 years. I don't think he stopped hating me. But after 10 years, he came to me one time and said to me, "You're a person of substance." And I'm like, wait, so you stopped hating me now or what? Because I haven't changed. I never bow my head to a man. And I don't care how you feel about that. If it's war, it's war. So, my friend, look, you're 22. Don't care what people say. It's you, what they say is useless to you. And you should know that it's useless. So that you wake up every morning, you go to your shop, and they were talking about you before you came. You greet them. But then now you know not to eat with them. You don't drink with them. You don't befriend them. I mean, maybe you don't have a choice but to say hello and hi and bye. And then you do that. But you never befriend them because they are not your friends. What people say. Who cares what people say? Half of them don't have heads. They look like they have heads, but they don't. They don't think. Then you're going to care what they say? It's useless to them. It's even more useless to you. What are you going to do with uselessness? Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering why.
Do you have a confession?
No, just keeping 1 second about that guy's statement.
Yeah.
Joy, before God, all men are equal. Thank you for your, I don't know how to put it. But for that young man, I wish there's a way we can get in touch with the owner of that shop. Because they're just exploiting that young man.
No, it's not necessary. He should learn to be strong.
Well,
life,
just as you said.
Life is what life is.
Something. So it's left for them. One day, they will come up and confess that, oh, we've been shortchanging you or doing one or two things to you. And it's too bad. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah.
I want to chip in for that little boy, actually, you 2 years.
1 minute, sure. Go ahead.
They are jealous of that boy. They have seen his star. His star is more than their own. So they want to bring his star down. So he has to be prayerful.
Okay.
So whatever he's doing, good morning, as you have said, there are heads that are better, more than another one. So he lets him continue to pray.
Okay.
Read them, but let him not eat with them.
Okay.
Let him not anything with them.
All
they
right.
are jealous of him. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And bless you too. I have a message here. Joyce, it's not easy working in an environment with people who insult you and talk bad about your back. Seeing them every day can be crazy. Honey, I have a 10 years experience. Believe me. How long does it take for one to become a professor? Yeah, I probably done that twice. You know. Not everyone has got a hard mind to swallow that. As you can hear from his tone, he's like someone who doesn't like trouble. So here is the psychology of trouble. You don't have to like trouble for trouble to come to you. You are naive to think, because I don't like trouble, trouble is not going to come for me. You're naive to think, because I don't think about witchcraft is not going to... You are the one who's sleeping. Welcome to the world where trouble is looking for who to trouble, where crazy people are going to be crazy for no reason. A world where someone would hate you for no reason. They look at you. They make more money than you do. They have more fame than you do. They earn more salary than you do. But they hate you. And I'm like, how are you hating? What are you hating me for? They don't need a reason to hate you. So welcome to... There is no justification for madness. It is madness for a reason. The scriptures refers to it as lawlessness. There are no boundaries to it. So you are the one who needs to wake up. You learn the strategy and then you brace up. Yeah. You're not going to be fighting every fight, but you're not going to not learn how to fight so that the day they meet you, they tell every other enemy that guy is crazy or that woman is crazy. Like, you have to, or they eat you. You can't say you don't like trouble. Well, trouble has come. So what are you going to do? Negotiate? What are you going to say? Hey, So what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to go to them and be like, well, I don't like trouble. Stop talking about me. Of course they're not going to stop talking about him. They're not going to stop. He's doing well. So that gives them something to say. So what's he supposed to do? Beg them? Honey, wake up. This world is trouble. You see, when Lucifer fell from the heavens, the Bible records, it says, woe to the earth, for Lucifer has come. But the one who's sleeping, Lucifer, is here. You are thinking that there's a method by which it can be avoided. It can't be avoided. You're in the midst of... You probably sleep with it. So welcome. You learn how to fight. And most of the fight is psychological. You learn the strategy of war. You become good at it. So that your own enemy is impressed by... You know how you meet an enemy and your enemy is like, that guy, sure. Let your enemy meet you and be impressed. Let your enemy not meet you and your biscuit on a table. They just pick and throw in the mouth. It's like, I have to do a show where I have to teach you people how to fight. This is war. Yeah. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday.
Joyce, my counselor.
Oh, bless your heart. Why?
I tell you too much. You're supposed to open an office.
Oh, God.
To counsel people. Those who need free, that does not have money, you give it to them. Those who have money, you collect money for all these things you are doing. You are doing a lot of good job.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why I call you, then? Because of the first woman that called. That woman, the sister really needs help. He just needs only one person. When Jesus was carrying a cross, he get tired. Somebody's head has helped me to carry it. So the sister just needs somebody that I can rely on. That is just it.
Okay.
Because I have done it for my own sister before. So do it. Even the other ones, if they are not ready, make sure you stand for your sister and get him out of that house of where termites, all of them, they are termites eating the tree. So he should help her sister to get out. The other brother that said he was doing something to his sister, if he has really repented, let the devil... to use him to begin to blackmail every time.
Your 1 minute is up. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Your 1 minute is up. Okay, so I want to quickly read to your hearing Matthew 11:22. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent will take it by force. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent... The violent better not be sleeping. Where you think you are? What do you think this is? This is not heaven. I mean, you might get the luxury of having... You might get the miracle of having heaven on earth. But the devil is up on... The devil is on your WhatsApp. What you saying? Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday.
Joyce, you're my babe of the year.
I mean, what? You get babes every year? That's you must be suffering. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. What's your confession?
Yeah. I just want to talk about your comments on what that guy said. The guy is pretty young, at 22. I would say he lacks that experience. So he's not really been there before. But I like the advice you give to him because... currently, I'm in the same situation.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, I have this neighbor, very nasty, very full of envy, jealous towards my family. So what I did was to just take the battle to them. Psychological now, I mean.
Mm.
You know, you can't assault somebody physically. But we just do everything to frustrate you. You keep doing things right. You keep fixing things at home. You keep spending your own personal money for the common good of everybody, but they keep backbiting, slander, do all manner of sorts of things just to disappoint you, even calling you names at your back. So I just told my people, see, these people are just cowards. If they're not cowards, they're going to confront you and tell you at your face. But since they can't do that, just leave it to them. Just like what you said,
all right.
The kingdom of God suffered violence. And it is only the violence that take it by force. So you don't be mindful of whatever they say about you at your back.
We got it. Thank you. Your 1 minute is up. Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you. One time I told my mom that people were talking about me. So when I came, when I heard that this person hated me and he used to find anybody he could tell that he hated me. So one day I went home and I told my mom, this is what's happening. This person is talking behind my back. And she said, what are you going to do? They spoke about Jesus. Best answer ever. It's like, well, they spoke about Jesus and he was the best guy that walked the earth. So what you going to do? If they could gossip about Jesus, Fokwage, they should say, they better give them something to talk about. Confessions Thursday. Make it bad. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Okay, my name is Bahami.
You have a confession, right?
No, not a confession.
1 minute, my friend, run.
Okay, I just want to talk about the guy that having the spirit of guilt over what he did as a minor,
yeah,
as a naive individual. So yeah. I just want to tell him that this is the spirit of guilt. Like you've already said, he needs prayer. Because the enemy, the devil, is an accuser. He will make you to feel guilty. He will always come back to accuse you. He has done the first and boldest step, which is opening up. I don't think he has ever done this before. I don't think he has ever spoken to somebody or in public like this. So he has done the rightful thing by speaking up. Another thing nice to just tell yourself, ask God to forgive you and tell yourself that you are not guilty.
No.
Well, thank you.
You have to be forgiven. I get the import. You don't forgive yourself. You have to be forgiven. The ideal is above you. We are subject to an ideal. So this is it. The laws of Lagos State, I'm subject, if I live in Lagos State, I'm subject to the laws of Lagos State. If I live in Canada, I'll be subject to the laws of Canada. So if I violate a Lagos law, I cannot forgive myself. The best the law can do for me or the state can do for me is to forgive me. So because the ideal, which is the Lagos law, would be above me, then the mercy must come from him who is above you. So you can say, well, forgive yourself or you're not guilty. You must be made not guilty by the ideal setting you free. It's not the Lords of Logic. It's Confessions Thursday. I'll get back into it. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome if you have just tuned in. When you called and you don't say your name. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. You know that one.
Sorry. Hello.
Yes. Welcome. You have a confession?
No. I want to speak concerning that guy that is 22 years old. About
1 minute.
Bishop. Okay. You know that those guys there, their old guy used to like open shop for them, and all of them used to sleep in the same house. So moreover, anything they say about the guy, they may go and tell the old guy what happened, and so that it may like disturb his serving because the guy is serving.
I'm confused.
Hello.
I'm confused. So what should the boy do?
So the guy is like serving, like how many years?
What should he do?
Yeah, the thing he will do is that let him just do as he says, based on recording all the expenses. So he doesn't even mind them if they are saying about
all right.
him or not.
I'm sorry, your background, it's noisy for my head. Please, but thank you. I kind of get the gist though. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
I like your analysis. Are you a lawyer? You work like a detective, though.
One there. You got to be good at something, right?
You ask questions, eh? If you're a lawyer, in fact, the person will be in trouble.
My father wanted me to be a lawyer so bad.
Thank you. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The Sunny Side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Hey. Hello. Last year?
Hello.
Yes, Confessions Thursday. I'm glad to have you here. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. You have a confession?
I have a confession. This is my first time on radio.
Yes, first time on radio. Look at you. Fantastic.
I've been trying you. Please, don't pick the female line. I've been trying things.
Sorry.
I don't know.
You're here now. Don't give up.
I don't know.
Maybe, start from the start.
Hopefully, I can just come back the hands of time.
It's okay. You can. You're not dead, so you can start from here.
Oh, how do I start?
Uh-oh.
I'm a young widow.
Oh.
I left my husband last year, and since then, things have been very, very difficult.
You want to go back?
For me and my children.
You want to go back?
I wish I could just turn back the hands of time.
Okay, so why did you leave, first of all?
Why do I do what?
Why did you leave your husband? Why did you leave your marriage?
No, I didn't leave him. I'm a widow. I'm a young widow.
Forgive me, I missed it. Oh, okay.
Yes, last year. So since then, I've been just struggling on my own. And there are a lot of mistakes he did. Even when he was alive, was saying it, but there was nothing he could do. Because I was, even my in-laws, my mother-in-law and the husband, they are saying it off. I think that was the mistake he did.
Huh? What mistake?
Yeah, hello?
What mistake are you talking about?
For allowing the parents to stay with him.
Oh.
Yes. That was the mistake he did.
Are they bad? Are his parents bad people? Like, why is that a mistake?
They are not that they are bad people, but they want him to do everything for them. He said he's the first son, he's the one that will take care of them, he's the one that will build the rent, although we are living in our own apartment, but he said he's the first son, he needs to carry all the burden of the parents. So sometimes he gets so frustrated and the siblings don't understand. Even when I try to come in, they abuse me that I don't want their brother to take care of the parents. And they have been, since we got married, they have been living with us. Although we have a boy squatter I built for them separately.
Okay, so what's the confession here now?
Yes, my confession is that they have a fight. It was pushed to the wall. Maybe, this thing they say, you can't fight your dad, you can't raise your voice.
Who said that?
That's what the elder saying.
Who's the elder here that's telling you that you can't fight someone who's fighting you?
Yes, his biological parents, they say you don't have the right to raise your voice at them. You can't fight them. You can't plead them. Whatever they say.
Yeah, they probably have a point, but you don't have to shout to do something about what they're doing wrong.
So they did.
They did something to you and you're suffering the consequences? Is that what you're saying?
It's not me to my husband, their son.
Okay.
But I think that cost him his life. Each time I see them, I find it difficult to forgive them. I find it difficult to, even though I assist them in one thing or the other, but I still feel that guilt because of the fight they had. That was what led to his death.
Oh, okay. Well,
I still find it very difficult to forgive them. That's my confession. I don't know how to. Every time I see them, I look at them as it was their fault that he died. Because the last fight they had, the father has to curse him. And it was so terrible. Even though the siblings tried to make peace, but it didn't last up to a year. He died. That's the last fight. Because the father has to hit his hand on the ground. And cursed him and so many things like that.
And your husband died because his father cursed him out?
I don't know, but according to tradition, I feel that is part of it. That is part of it.
Let me tell you why you have to know. So, the problem with not knowing is because you don't know what to do about it. That's why you have to know. So, let's even say that it's according to your husband's belief, it is true that if his father swears for him, it'll affect him. And in this case, now he'll die. You have to know so that you know what to do about it. So that they don't come and threaten you or even swear for you and you die like your husband. Do you understand? Yeah. No. Otherwise, no, hold on a second. This is exhausting for me because Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay, wait. So now you can't forgive them, and yes. You still live with them, or they still live with you? Are you guys still?
They still live with me.
But so you can't forgive them.
I can't forgive them, even though they said they have forgiven him.
Okay. So now, what philosophy do you operate by? Their philosophy? So this is what I mean. If, for example, say the father did something or the mother did something, you wanted to challenge them. So you probably wouldn't do it because you fear that they'll swear for you and you'll die too.
No, it's not that they'll swear for me. They can't harm me. But I don't want them to die of BP. I don't want them to die of hypertension that maybe I'm the one that I'm accusing them that they have a hand in the death of their son.
Okay, so to be honest with you, I don't have the details, and I can't even say, get them another apartment, separate yourself from them. I can't say that, because I don't even know the details.
They have an apartment which they can go to. They have their own apartment, but they said, according to the tradition of their village, they have to stay with the first son.
And now that he's passed, you are the wife, so they have to stay with you. Does your own village have a tradition? Isn't there a tradition like when you're pissed, you can walk away? You don't have that tradition? When you don't want something, you do something about it. You don't have that tradition.
They said if I want to walk away, then I have to forfeit everything.
Oh, and you don't want to forfeit everything?
Yes. They said if I have to walk away, then I have to forfeit everything that I have labored with him. All these years, I have to go empty.
Yeah, so that's the problem. This is something you fix in the morning. So unfortunately, if you can't confront it, then you have to live with it. So this is a consequence of something that wasn't done earlier on. Because I don't see how the parents of your husband can leave their life and come into your own life and tell you how to govern it. Can you see where the problem is? So here, because you can't even confront them, you are forced to live by their rules. They're the one making the rules for you. Sure, you know.
No, they are not really making a rule for me. But
you're denying. Wait. Can you leave with your husband's property? Because even by state law, you marry someone, you are married in community of property. Can you leave with your husband's property?
No.
That's my point. You can't. They're making the rules for you.
Leave as in how? I don't understand.
Uh-oh.
Leave all that I've labored with him.
No, I'm saying you're married to a man. You're his wife, so if he passes, what both of you have labored for becomes yours, right? But you have his parents here telling you that if you're going to leave, you're going to leave everything behind. You have two options. You have to be able to sacrifice everything to start all over. Because you say you hate them, you can't forgive them, but you're living with them, right?
Yes.
Good. So you can't leave them because you can't challenge them. You don't have the structure, the will to do it. And I'm saying to you that these people have determined the outcome of this union, and you say no. And so I asked you, you marry a man, he dies, his property is yours. Can you claim your husband's property? You say no. And I'm saying because your husband's people are making the rules for you. So if your father's parents died now, the property is yours, right?
Yes.
Good. So they're in your way. They're in your way. That's my point. It's still not clear? It's okay. Look, where you are right now, I don't want to... Maybe you're right. Maybe you should... Maybe if wishes were horses, you could turn back the hand of time. But you can't, so you have to live with this. Or you confront it. But it doesn't appear you have the courage to do that. You're not willing to lose, so the fight is going to be determined by the other person.
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I'm off on a break. If you can hold on, and then we'll come back and you tell me what it is you think you don't know.
All right.
We'll be right back, Lagos.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunnyside.
Okay, so I lost her. Lady, I don't know if you can call me back today. I was saying that you are married. You have a joint estate with your husband from the day you get married. And his parents are making, well, they're influencing the situation. So in that kind of situation, you say, I'm going to leave. And you leave and Well, that would be because you have your own structure, or you believe you can create a life for yourself outside of them. Now, in the absence of that, they are the ones determining the outcome of this thing. This thing you call life, they're determined. So you're just waiting for them to die so you can have peace. And it's even worse because you're living with them and you can't forgive them. So right now, I think the only options you're left with is to try to forgive them, and as best as you can, try and be at peace with them. One, because you live with them. And I know it's hard. Well, that's where you have to pray about it, to find peace and pray for understanding how well to manage your interactions with them. And where necessary, where you need to avoid them, you avoid them. And you just wait it out. If you don't die before them, that is. And then you pray that you're able to manage it so that when they go, you can finally have peace. That's what I was saying. And yes, I still believe that they are the ones determining this situation. Who told you you can't challenge old people? You don't have what to challenge them with now. And that's the thing. So you say your husband's father hit his hand on the ground, said something, and his son died. You need to figure out what that thing is, and you need to separate yourself. I don't know how ever. You need to know what that thing is. It's not enough for you to say it's not going to work on me, because you're saying it's not going to work on me, but you're living in fear with them. You're trying not to offend them. You're trying not to, because, you know, it's one thing to say it's not going to work on you. You worked on your husband. You can't guarantee it's not going to work on you. I mean, it might not work on you, but I'm saying you want to be sure it's not going to work on you. And then again, you've lived this long. You don't challenge old people. I don't think we can teach a dog new tricks. You know, I think at this point, it might not be natural for you to oppose something that's against your own conscience. So you just live with it, right? So you find the best way to live with it. So every other person listening, this is an opportunity for you to learn something. My friend's mother one time told me, she said, what you're not going to take at night, don't take it in the morning. If you're not going to accept it at night, you don't take it in the morning. So when you interface, you face with people, you get into relationships with people, they give you what they give you. You know the one you can't take. I don't know why you don't speak then. Because you're afraid to lose. Remember my rule. Rule number one, you must be willing to lose. There's no fight. Every fight, something is at stake, right? Every fight. Your head is at stake. They might break your head. Your face, you might lose money. Something is at stake. That thing that's at stake, you will use your own hand to stake it. Your enemy won't be the one to come and help you stake it. You stake it. You'll be like, I'm in this fight. I'm willing to lose this thing so that you can determine the outcome. At least it's a fair way to determine how that fight is going to go when you're in the fight. Not when someone is determining, we'll fight in the morning for 5 minutes. So they take you unawares. When the fight has entered your body, they'll now ring bell. No. We'll come back in the evening. You want to get in the fight. You have to learn how this thing works. Your enemy is going to be smart. You want to be smarter. Be gentle as the dove. Be as wise as the serpent. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. The violence are not bastards. They're not sleeping. Okay, it's 2 p.m. Headlines next. .3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's 2 minutes past 2 p.m. Thank you very much for today's edition of Confessions Thursday. Quite hilarious and particularly revealing in a way that I hope that there's something you can take out of it. And I want you to please learn to do one thing. When you get trouble in your life, sit with it. Don't run away from it. When things get confusing, sit with the confusion and try to compartmentalize it. Try to arrange it. Figure out which one is easier to do. Find out why you have the confusion. Why is there chaos? Why is there disorder? Why? So every nonverbal thing that you can feel or hear is also a response. And you want to understand those responses. You want to establish your values. You want to depend on yourself, so you have to build yourself mentally and spiritually. You have to inform yourself, you have to educate yourself, so that you're not living your life and trying to manage yourself and someone comes all the way from the left flank to try to determine what your life's going to be. That's what you don't want. This is the best you can get. You meet someone, you compromise, you reach a middle ground. So it's a fair game. You don't want to be in a game where another person is determining that you have a joint estate with your husband. And they have a say. They don't have a say. But you don't know that they don't have a say. Because if you knew, you'd have laid down those rules in the morning. And sometimes maybe the marriages you get into are not even as straight cut. Maybe it's not so simplified to explain. And those who are already in it probably can't do much about it. But those who are yet to get into it, structure yourself. Define your principles. You must have non-negotiables, lines that cannot be crossed. You want to be in pursuit of the truth. If you want power, be in pursuit of the truth. There isn't a higher power than the truth. That's exactly what you want. And yes, there are variances to it. So you have what is primary truth, secondary truth, tertiary truth. I'm just trying to categorize it of a sort. You start from the smallest ones and you start to build yourself. Anybody who meets you is meeting a rock. You're structured. You want to be structured because life wants to scatter you. Life wants to tell you how your life's going to go. And maybe what this is if you're strong enough and then you fall in love with someone who's equally as strong, then a twofold cord is not easily broken. I'll leave you in the lights.